Welcome to the You Can Do It Too podcast, where we talk about how to tackle tasks, finish projects, and fulfill your dreams one step at a time. Regardless of where you are in your life or your situation, you can make it happen. It's all about the power of momentum and how real people are living their dreams. So today, I'm very excited. We're talking with Juliana Mello. Juliana is an incredibly kind woman with a beautiful smile. I've just recently gotten to start interacting with Juliana directly, and it's awesome. She is a certified angel intuitive, a spiritual teacher, co-author of 19 books. She's been a guest blogger on IHadCancer.com, Spiritual Biz Network, and Holistic Speakers Guild. Juliana has also been a speaker at numerous Make-A-Wish Foundation events, online summits, and other public events. She's also on a personal mission. I love this on your about page, to perform many acts of kindness. I love that. So welcome, Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for asking me. I'm so excited. I was looking forward to this all day.
Yay. What I talked about was just like the scratching the surface of all the various things that you do in your day and in your business. So let's talk a little bit more about your background and how did you first get started?
Sure, thank you. So it's interesting. We all have journeys, and my journey really started in 2011 and 2012 when I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And up to that point, I had been working for one of the largest employers in Alberta. I live in Calgary. And when I got sick, of course, I had to embark on a healing journey. I had 2 radical abdominal procedures and 6 rounds of chemo and all of the subsequent healing. And what I recognized was one day that something needed to change. Something radically needed to shift as much as it did in my body. It needed to shift in my physical world. And so after I'd had an initial conversation, I call him God, and I was crying out, why me, why me, why me? And I heard, why not you, Juliana? And I was like, okay, well, if why not me, then I need help. And that's when I recognized that I had a spiritual awakening and needed to change things in my life. I needed to make choices. I needed to take chances that I had never taken in my life. And I needed to learn how to love me. And it's interesting, Michelle, because it's really timely that you've invited me on, because 3 years ago next month, my mentor said to me, what do you want, Juliana? What do you want your life? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? What do you want to do? And I felt a little ignorant, if you will, because up to that point, I was just going through the motions of life, doing what I thought was expected of me, you know, what my employers expected, what my parents expected, what my husband expected. And I really didn't know who I was. And some people might not understand that. However, it's part of my truth. I didn't know who I was. Who was I at a soul level? And when she asked me this, I really had to pause and dig really deep. And now it's been, like I said, that was 3 years ago. And even though my journey, I'm 56, my journey really began in 2011 and 2012. But in these last 3 years, it's really taken off, where I finally know who I am and what I want and how I'm going to get there. And recognizing that, oh, there was so much as a better, you know, as a giver, I needed to become a better receiver. I needed to learn how to ask for help, because I was walking through life for all those many years, just doing everything on my own and not asking anybody for help. So it's definitely been an evolution, dear Michelle, that it's been really enlightening.
That's really powerful. And there is so much to that question of who am I, right? I even created a self-discovery guided journal on that very question of who am I. And it's amazing. And I'm so glad that you have figured it out. So let's talk about what is it that you really want? What is your
So my biggest why, it's interesting because we've been presented through a mutual teacher of discovering our seven layers of our why. And on a big level, of course, I want, for me, I believe in that power that is greater than us. I call him God. And when I was, vulnerable and crying out to God, why me, why me? And heard, why not you, Juliana? And when I said, okay, well, then I need help. I needed to be open to the teachers presenting themselves in my life and then taking that action to bring into my life healing. Number one was healing mind, body, and spirit. And, like the Maya Angelou quote, when you know better, you do better. And so, each day when I wake up, I think the biggest thing that I can share is that I have a daily spiritual practice that I believe in a power that is greater than me that I need in my life, because when I become separate from that power, that's when I become ungrounded. That's when my life goes sideways, if you will. It's when I count on myself to get through this life, as I did for so long. It wasn't serving me. I mean, I developed migraines, diabetes, stage three cancer. I was not a woman who was living her best life. And so for me, the cancer allowed me to recognize that I do want more in my life. And when I was presented with that question, I had to get very clear, who am I? Okay, on a soul level, I'm soul Juliana. I'm a woman. I'm a spirit embodied. I am a light worker. I'm a light connector. I am a kindness ambassador. I have many titles. However, mostly I am love. And that was the biggest thing for me to tap into the love that I am and to no longer or to start the journey of no longer being judged by everyone as being inferior or less than or not worthy. It's been very interesting journey because all those years, I remember I would apply for jobs when I was working my 9 to 5, and I was there 32 years. So, I was a type of woman. I've always had a drive ever since I was a little girl. I was never a quitter. I mean, obviously, I was at a job for 32 years, the same job. And so I am loyal. However, when I got sick, it was an interesting part of my journey in that the divine had other plans for my life. So I had an unsuccessful return. And I needed to make a choice to leave my job or to stay in it miserable. And I was crying every day. And I recognized, my mentor would say, well, what do you want? Is this what you want? Like, you can stay there. That's your choice. And not making a choice is a choice. And I needed to make the choice to leave that job and to leave everything that had been familiar and to go on and forge this new journey.
That's really brave that you chose to do that, and that's where a lot of people I'm sorry, I'm just hearing a little bit of echo right now. Are you hearing? Okay, so we'll just keep going. This is life. So embracing that why and really getting in touch with that is a very powerful thing. I have also we're in the same program, and that why has made such a difference on a daily basis, and understanding it and really feeling it, right? It makes it much easier, especially when you're experiencing those roadblocks that you kind of touched on. So your spirituality, would you say that is the main way that you help deal with those roadblocks and things? Or what kind of things could people do to deal with those roadblocks when they're taking on new
Oh,
challenges?
absolutely. For me, it absolutely was awakening to something bigger than me, to allowing that help in each day, to learning to ask for it, and then being open to receive. And as someone who was a way better giver than receiving, it's been an interesting journey asking for help, asking these teachers, you know, for support in those years where I was having my disconnection from my full-time job. I had 2 years where I had run out of sick time, and so I wasn't receiving any money energy. And so I couldn't really go out and get another job because the energy wasn't finished. And my union was doing their best to support me, but I had gotten to the point where I needed to make the decision whether I wanted to, you know, continue to fight. And I'm not a fighter. I don't even like that word. Or if I was going to quit and pursue my love of all things divine. And the divine has shown me that they do have our back. And I had to really get out of the fear that each of us feel at different times, and tap into a daily spiritual practice, which has helped me stay grounded, you know, rooted in faith, and giving, you know, that has given me and allowed me tools to get through each day. And I had to do all kinds of weird things, Michelle.
Like what kind of weird things would you say?
Well, like, I didn't know that we had chakras. So I had to learn, you know, I went on this journey through, Colette Baron-Reed would say, the woo-woo world, you know, don't poo-poo the woo-woo. And I became the woo-woo girl. I did, you know, sound bowls, and did, you know, found out what chakras were out of alignment and what crystals would help me heal. And I went to John of God, which is a spiritual healer. And I, you know, got aura pictures to see how my aura was. And I had to learn about energy and how to protect myself and how to talk to the divine and how to tap in and how, you know, how I have that wisdom within me that everybody has to help us get through each day. And so it's been really interesting, but I think the biggest thing is that daily spiritual practice.
So what does that daily spiritual practice look like for you?
So for me, as soon as I wake up, I say thank you, because I recognize now that each day is a gift. That tomorrow is not promised, that today is a gift. And to tap into presence, that being present is a present. And I recognize that. And so the first thing I do is I say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. And then I ask my angels in, I ask them to help clear my energy. And then I put on a protective shield. I ground myself. Sometimes I meditate. I pray every day because I believe in the power of prayer for myself and others who have asked me. And I ask God, how may I be of service? How may I serve? And so I allow my intuition to guide me each day. I do pull a card each day. I am in Oracle school. And so I do pull a card each day to guide me to, you know, a lot of times as we're learning to trust our intuition, when you pull a card, it will always give you the message that you need in this day. And then there's other things during the day, like, you know, drinking your water and moving your body and eating healthy food and making sure that you're clearing your energy. And I didn't know any of that. As an empath, during all those early years and up until the illness, I was just absorbing all kinds of energy. And now I know that, you know, that certainly was something that it wasn't of my highest and greatest good. And so a daily spiritual practice keeps me in that. It's like anything, right? When you have a routine, when you have a process that helps you. I learned early on, if you don't create your day creates you. And so now living intentionally, creating an intention each day, where do I want my day to go? And asking myself those questions each day, like I was telling you, where my mentor said to me, what do you want? Well, each day now I ask myself that question. What do I want? You know, what do I want to see today? What do I want to be? What do I want to do? What, you know, what change do I want to inspire in the world? And some days I'm good at it and other days I'm not. Like, we're humans. And so there's going to be days where, you know, we still have our lessons. However, I ask for grace and ease and lessons gently. Do they always come like that? No, Not
No.
really.
No.
Right? I mean, some
Yeah.
days it takes a little bit more work. And you know, I do have a daily spiritual practice sheet that if anybody wants it, I can certainly send it out. But you know, it includes things like affirmations, angel cards, going outside. Of course, in Calgary right now, we can't go outside in bare feet, but we can certainly ground in the house in our bare feet. You know, playing games, all kinds of things, candles, whatever brings you joy. It's to tap into that each day. It's to move your body in healthy ways that you enjoy. It's sometimes it's like, you know, having your crystals in a crystal bowl and seeing which crystal is talking to you today, laughing, watching a funny movie, you know, connecting with a friend, doing things like this. This can all become a part of your practice, and to do more of it each day so that you are in that really enjoying each day and recognizing there's a reason that it's called the present, because it is a present. And you know, I
Yeah.
love that analogy of how are you going to unwrap your gift today?
Oh, that's
And
an
we can
awesome
choose,
analogy. Yeah.
right? How are you going to
I
unwrap
love
yours
that.
today? Are you going to look at it and say, "Oh, that's a cheap box and that's crappy paper," or are you going to say, "Wow, look at that. Look at that. I've got a beautiful box and I can put in it or take out of it whatever I want." And even though I'm feeling sad or mad or something's gone sideways, it's like there could be a moment in the day that isn't good or that we perceive as bad, but the whole day isn't bad. And the old me used to catastrophize, if you will. It's like something would happen and it would be the end of the world. Whereas now, because I have these tools in my toolbox, I can go to that toolbox and say, okay, what do I need now? Just like when, you know, when we have babies, or I'm sure most of us as women babysat when we were young, and when you were taking care of that other person, you would say, okay, what do they need? Are they hungry? Are they wet? Are they tired? Do they need exercise? Do they need fresh air? Well, I do that with myself now. And that really helps, really helps.
That's awesome. Those are such great examples. And what I like about it too is it's a wide variety of things that you've experimented with, and it sounds like you're still experimenting with, and different days you
Yes.
want different things, right? Like
Right.
a movie is a good thing on one day, but you might not need that the
Right.
next day, right?
Right.
But some of it is consistently like the saying thank you each day and starting your day with intention. I love that analogy of unwrapping your gift of your day. That's such a,
Right.
it's so easy to visualize, and you can really imagine, like, and then putting the things in it that you want for that day is
Right. And
really
hold precious. It's
powerful.
like I didn't know. I was taking life for granted. I'm not ashamed to say that. It's like I was going through the motions. And right now, I would share with some of my students and clients that up until when I got cancer, I had just been going through the motions of life. It was like I was living in black and white, where the cancer now, of course, I would never want it again. So when people ask me, you know, what was the lesson in the cancer, it was that I needed to open my heart. It was my breaking open and allowing that more light in. It was allowing that, you know, the Japanese have that, I don't know what it's called, but it's like when they break a vase, for example, they bring it back together, they fix it with gold. And so they've taken this broken object and they have created this amazing, you know, art with gold. And for me, my breaking open allowed more light in. It allowed me to find out who am I? Again, you know, going back to the beginning, who am I? Which I knew I was Julie. You know, I'd been called Julie my whole life, even though my birth name is Juliana. And then when I had that come to, you know, God moment when I was crying out, why me, and heard, why not you, Juliana? I was like, okay, well, I knew it was the voice of the divine because he called me Juliana. And so it made me pay attention. And so I said, okay, well, if why not me, then I need help. Because obviously, you know, I have not been doing a good job in my life. And I wanted to up-level my life, you know, not, yes, make it better in some ways, but, you know, there was great joy along the road too. It wasn't all bad. However, I wasn't living from my authentic, real, who am I? Who am I? Not who my, you know, my neighbors wanted me to be, or my, you know, my nationality, being Italian and feeling that judgment. And I loved being Italian. However, you know, there was a lot of, you needed to put, make appearances on appearances. And now it's like, you know what? This is who I am. And take it or leave it, this is who I am. And the right people that are going to love me are going to match my vibration. Like that saying, you're going to, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. And so, you know, who was your tribe when you were a young woman maybe isn't who your tribe is now. And it's not good or bad, right or wrong. It just is different. And now that I know what I want it. And I'm not going to settle the way that I did as a young woman. Being who others wanted me to be was painful. And being who I am is so much better for me.
Yes, it's freeing.
It
when
is
you
really
finally freeing. Accept who you are and embrace it and say, this is right. who I am, and I'm not going to do that stuff anymore. I was very much the same, where I just did what everybody else expected of me and just went along for going along and did what I needed to do, but I wasn't really living either. And the thing that I will is important to me is recognizing it now and not right. waiting for a big disease or some exactly. big event in your life. The time is right now, and especially with COVID and that, where we're
right.
living very self-isolated and that, and it's there's no better time than right now to do whatever it is you want to do, right?
Exactly.
And setting that
That's
intention.
That's the thing, Michelle. Even though I love what you just said, because that's it. You know, I was saying that, I can't remember where, because I talk a lot nowadays. I think it was yesterday where I was saying that, you know, if when I show up each day on a live or on my page or in my biz, it's because if one person can hear the call a little bit earlier. Like, I love when I see younger women than me hearing the call and answering it. And I've been called. I was called way younger. However, being, I guess I want to choose my words carefully. I was the dutiful wife. I was the dutiful mother. I am the dutiful daughter. And even though I wouldn't change a thing, because every step has brought me to who I am, sometimes I wonder, when I just sit in that wonder, not angry, not judging, just wonder, just from that neutral position, and I think to myself, what if I had learned this 20 years ago? Would I have developed the cancer? Would I have manifested it? You know, maybe if I had learned that I was energy 20 years ago, it would have kept me from the experience of the cancer. But that's a question that none of us will really know for sure, right? Because that's part of our journey. It's not all meant to be roses and unicorns and butterflies. However, there are days that we do get that. And just doing our best, right? And being grateful on those days where we have that. And on the days that we don't, then we have these tools. And I love that analogy. I learned that from my teachers, that, you know, with each tip and tool that I teach, that you're adding it to your toolbox. You're taking in those things that feel good to you. Like, I will never be a marathon runner. I don't think so. However, to some people, marathon running is in their toolbox. Likewise, I need to pull a card every day. That marathon runner might not pull cards. Like, you need to put in your toolbox what's going to help uplift you and your energy to get you through the day. And so I always, when I teach, it's always from a point of, you take what works for you and, you know, tell me what's working for you, and maybe it'll work for me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because hearing from other people what is working for them is also, that's part of the reason of, for this podcast. It's like, so you've done all of these different things, so other people can do it too. And I, another key thing I liked about what you were talking about of people hearing it and answering that call. So we need more people. The world needs more voices to share, right? And to share their stories and share their voices, because everybody has a different experience and we can learn from everyone else as well. And right. we can gain and make our lives better and make ourselves better from that. I've learned so much from you in our short interactions, and it's amazing and powerful all what you've done and mm-hmm. how you are so open. And I really appreciate your openness and I appreciate what you share. So some of the things that you've been talking about of like setting intention. And so let's talk a little bit more about what that looks like. If you had told me that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had any idea of right. what that means. So if nobody has ever set that with purpose in their day, what would be a way to get started with setting your intention for the day?
So it would just mean waking up each day and asking yourself, how do I want this day to show up in my life? Do I need fun today? That's how I did, because I didn't know what an intention, I didn't know intentional life either. What does that mean, setting an intention? And so it was just like, okay, how do I want to, asking yourself the question, how do I want to feel today? Do I want to feel good? Do I want to feel healthy? Do I want to feel sexy? Like, how do I want to feel? Do I want to look beautiful? You know, do I just want to take it easy today and, you know, lounge in my jammies? And do I need to feel fun? Do I need to tap into God? What is it that I need? And then I would just write it down. And that's how it was. Like, did I need peace? I chose a word to guide my day, to mm-hmm. lead my day. So it was something like, okay, happy, peaceful, you know, healthy, happy, funny, friendly. It started for me. And then that's when, as I began to invite in angels into my life, then it was interesting because each angel has a specific healing quality. For example, today is Archangel Gabriel. And so for me, he sets my intention. And Gabriel's a very interesting angel because sometimes this angel resonates male and female. And so today is definitely feeling very male. Not that Gabriel, when she's female, isn't strong, but it's a different strength. When it's Gabriel, the female energy, the divine feminine, feels to me lighter and more nurturing, whereas the masculine energy is more strength, allowing me, because today I'm doing a lot of talking and is, you know, helping me with my communication, helping me speak clearly, allowing my words to make a difference. And so today is all about communication. And so that's how mm-hmm. I now allow the angels to help me with my intention each day because they have a specific healing quality. Same with the goddesses. So, you know, if I want to tap into self-love, I'll ask Archangel Shamuel and Mother Mary. And so for me as a woo-woo girl, I invite in energies to help me set the intention of my day. However, when you learn to tap into your intuition, you'll just see, like, I get recurring themes in my Facebook. Sometimes I need to, you know, really pay attention. You know, sometimes it's like I need to do more meditation or I need to do more movement of my body, or maybe I'm in pain. And so it's like, okay, what do I need to heal today? So it's a very interesting way to live when you live intentionally. And also, leading an intention every day led me to intuiting a word every year. And so last year it was interesting because my angels brought me adapt, fierce, and rich. And I knew rich was on my vision board. I have rich in love, rich in laughter, rich in health, rich in adventure, rich in family, things like that, which isn't necessarily always rich in money, which I'm open to the money, but that wasn't my primary intention. And when I look back on this year with COVID, I can see how adapt, because I was like, Angels, what do I need to adapt to? Like, I thought I've been adapting pretty well to my new reality, but boy, did they knew what was coming, but we humans didn't know what was coming. And have we ever had to adapt? So, you know, at this time of the year I'm sitting with now, what are my words going to be for 2021? I haven't received them yet. However, I'm hoping that it's with ease and grace and lessons gently, because this year has been really interesting. And, you know, you do have a choice, not you, dear Michelle, but we humans have a choice each day of how we're going to show up in life, whether we're going to tap into the fear or into trust. So trust is a big word, I think, for me.
That's amazing that one of the words was adapt, when the entire world has had to adapt this year. It's been a very unique year for every single person in this world today. And one of the things too that I'm hearing a lot of what you're saying is there's multiple layers to who you are and to your intentions and that. Right. So when you're talking about connecting with the angels, that also, if someone is new to that, like the angels has been in the last few years for me as well. I've been much more connected to angels since about 2014, 2013. And previously in my previous life, it was like, you know, like the cherub looking chubby cheek angels. Yes. So what does that mean for someone who's not that familiar with angels, the way you're speaking of them?
So when I was sick, what happened for me was that I recognized that a lot of my friends left my life. And as somebody who needed friends, it was very lonely for me. I live in Calgary, like you, and my parents live in BC. And my brother at that time lived in Ontario, and a lot of my aunties and uncles lived in BC as well. And so when I got sick and had to leave my job after 32 years, I had a big shift, and people that I thought were my friends were not truly my friends. They were just acquaintances. And so I felt very alone and lonely. And being raised Catholic, I always believed in these energy beings. I mean, angels come from the Latin word angelus, messengers of God. And you can interpret that word God, that source that is greater than us, the creator, whatever you call it. I choose God because it's familiar for me. And so the angels became my best friends. And they taught me to value me, to love myself, to health. And a daily spiritual practice became a part of my self-care, because I learned self-care is great divine care, and that we are a part of the divine, that we are not, regardless, like, this is not religion. This is the fact that as a spirit embodied, we are all part of a whole. And I think there's a great disconnect, because even with Black Lives Matter and people not being happy with that, or even the LGBTQ2+, community and all of the, they don't, like, I've had so much growth with those communities and learning how separate they feel, that we are not separate. And so my intention is, if one word that I say helps somebody feel more connected to source, and that they are not less than any other being on this planet, that including myself, because I teach what I've needed to learn and what I need to continue to stay in wellness each day. And so that's been my intention, is that I want my voice to help be a part of the change, to be a part of the solution. Because each day we do have a choice to be a part of the problem or a part of the solution. And that right now, with COVID especially, we need to be our best. We need to stay in alignment. And I didn't even know what alignment was. And that's just being in a good place, feeling healthy, mind, body, spirit, being okay with who I am on every level, being my authentic me, taking off the masks. Like, there would have been a time, dear Michelle, that I would have never been able to show up and share my heart for fear of judgment. And now yeah. it's like, no, I need to let that part go. And the right people will hear our message. The right people that are open will be affected by my journey, by my experience, by, you know, maybe one thing, one tool that worked for me. Somebody will say, oh, maybe I'll try that. Juliana tried that. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll go with her. You know, maybe I'll try a salt cave, or maybe I'll try crystal healing or Reiki or these goddesses Julie's talking about. Like, you know, there, all of these things have helped me so much be able to show up each day. I mean, I was just telling my cousin who came, I hadn't seen her since before COVID, which was March. And I said to her, like, this is keeping us so separate. And I said, yeah, you know, we decided we were going to meet today. And she came in because I said to her, life is so short. None of us know what's around the corner. And we need to make a choice each and every day to do what is right for us. It doesn't matter what's right for the neighbor. It's not even like what's right for our spouse or our children or my parents. Like, I need to finally do what's right for me. And that doesn't mean that I don't love them or support them or nurture them. No, I still show up that, but I'm also including me in there somewhere.
And if you've never done that before, it can feel like you're being quote unquote selfish or something, putting yourself first. But because especially as women, we want to take care of everyone else, and we want to take care of our family, and and we want to be there and be their support and be their love and take care of them. But we have to take care of ourselves too, or else we can't be there for them, right?
That's right.
If you're not nurturing yourself, then you won't be there.
No, you won't. And that's what I recognized. It was, I loved everybody in my life. And even if you looked in my yearbook, like, I was called the social worker, I loved people. And I needed to share some of that love with my own heart. And I needed to learn how to love myself, which isn't from an ego perspective, but from that I'm worth it. And the more that I take care of me, the better I can show up out in the world, being of service to others, which is a part of my why. It's, I want to allow others to see God through me. And I made a decision that when I was treated so unkindly, that I never wanted to treat anybody the way that I was treated. Ever. And I needed to learn how to do that and how to be gentle. But also, like, you can be gentle and strong. You know, you don't have to be gentle and mean, right? You can be strong without being mean. And you can be strong without always being an ego, and really learning how to put others not above you, but on that equal. Like, I'm the type of woman now, I want to be arm in arm with you, dear Michelle. I don't want, I'm not above you. I'm not below you. I'm right next to you, arm in arm, sisters on this planet. And that's what my intention is. That's one of my intentions. Like, can you see how, when you decide, how do you want to, like, that question, what do you want? Really is a huge question. Not only that, but what do you want to see, be, and do? And so when I asked myself that hard question, who am I? Like, who am I really? Without makeup on, you know, taking off the masks. I had to burn my mask. I remember when I did that at one of my mentors' retreats 3 years ago. It was so powerful because I did decide, not one more time am I going to show up fake or phony. And people who don't like it anymore, like, I mean, it's interesting because a lot of times even my husband will say, Julie, why do you got to tell everybody everything? Well, of course I don't tell everybody everything. But when you live from a level of authenticity that some people are afraid of, then they're like, well, why are you telling people that? Like, why are you telling them, you know, whatever came up for you in that meditation? But what I've learned sitting in circle with my sisters and some men that are hearing the call as well, that are in mm-hmm. you know, in because we have feminine and masculine in us, all of us, whether we're females or male, is that we're all more alike than different. And that when we share, I remember being in this circle and the facilitator would say something like, have you ever been a victim of or know somebody who has cancer? And there was nobody that was ever left behind. Because no. we all either, we've no. right, we've had it done to us, we've experienced it, or we know someone in our family or our friends that have had suicide, for example. And so mm-hmm. when we share that, then people say, me too. Well, look at the Me Too movement a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. right? Allowed women mm-hmm. to share how we've been abused our whole lives. And so this is the thing. As I learned more, as I recognized, oh, I have a voice. I didn't know that mm-hmm. I had this voice because I was the peacemaker. I was the quiet one. I didn't want to cause trouble. I was, you know, I'm a peacemaker. However, mm-hmm. I know that I can be a peacemaker and use my voice for good. Does it mean that I always did? Of course not. I'm a mom of a 22-year-old. I still scream like a banshee some days because I'm human. We're having, mm-hmm. right? We're these spirits having this human experience and we're recognizing, okay, you know what? Maybe I can do that better tomorrow or even later yes. today, right? Like, yes. okay, he pushed yeah. those buttons. What needs healing? What tools mm-hmm. do I need to pull out of the toolbox today?
Yeah.
Do I need to get down on my yoga mat? Do I need to go to the salt cave? Like all these things. Dear Michelle, I was not someone who loved my body. You know, mm-hmm. I was born 5 pounds and I tell the story of how they wanted to fatten me up and then I stayed there. It was like I was this sensitive yeah. being. And I think on some level now I recognize that being born premature and at 5 pounds, I have some muscle, not atrophy, but I'm not really strong. I also think not being very athletic my whole life, of course, you're not going to be that strong. And so now when I feel these muscles coming up from doing yoga, you know, consistently, mm-hmm. I am shifting. I'm allowing myself mm-hmm. a new experience and I'm loving myself, the body that I'm in, because I recognize that I hated her for so long that it's time to love her, to be committed mm-hmm. to this practice each day and to make time each day for me. And some days are way, way better than others. Some days I'm doing 10 things on my list. Other days I can only do one.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And that's a big part of it too, is not every day looks exactly the same. And to be okay with, if you need to have if the intention is to have a more relaxing day, or if today is high productivity and you can get all the things you want to get done, then that's great. But being okay with when you need to take that time for yourself as well. Right.
Right.
It's so important.
So important, Michelle. If there's one thing that I can really say when I see young moms, you know, and they become ungrounded because they aren't living intentionally. And remember, this is not right or wrong, good or bad. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, as a younger woman, I wasn't living an intentional life. I wasn't creating my days. I was just allowing my day to create me. I would go to work. You know, I remember driving to work and at one hospital or another and forgetting the drive there, getting to my desk mm-hmm. and forgetting the drive while I was not very mindful. And then equally, you know, leaving work in a rush and then, you know, speeding home. And, you know, I was always, my mind was always so busy. What's for dinner? When are the bills going to be paid? And when, you know, when is X, Y, and Z going to get done? And the greatest gift we can give ourselves beside intention, with recognizing each day as a gift, is being in this present moment and not worrying so much about what hasn't come yet. You know, staying in each day, you know, getting really clear. Like now, I was just saying yesterday, we did a renovation in the house. And so I was getting my HelloFresh boxes and I was cooking every day and making my husband lunch. And then we did a renovation in the house and I got sick with a tooth abscess that has ended up, I needed to get it pulled, that was infected. And so it's been a process. And I noticed how when I did my banking yesterday, I was noticing skip, skip, Tim Hortons, you know, because my poor husband's having to drive through and I've been, and I said, okay, I need to get a grip again. So one of my intentions is, you know, moving forward, creating more meals, maybe doing meal prep on Sundays again, because I know how much better I feel when I'm organized. And it doesn't mean that you need to be Martha Stewart. It's just that you decide, okay, you know what? This week out of seven meals, like, because there's 7 days, that I'm going to make it easy. We're going to have sandwiches for lunch and soup because it's getting cold. And then for dinners, this is what I'm going to make. And this is going to be the groceries and, you know, living more intentionally. Whereas when I wasn't doing it, that's why yesterday I was like, wow, I spent a lot of money that I didn't need to. But now that I know better, now that it's come into my awareness, I can choose that next week is going to be a little bit better. But I'm going to love myself. If I still have a day where, like tonight, I need to go to yoga, I might need to order something for the husband. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's like, okay, recognizing, yeah, I can do things better, but I'm going to cut myself some slack.
Absolutely. That's so, what would be like, we've talked about so many different things, and I'm a big fan of prepping things, and because I've lived with chronic illness for the vast majority of my life. And so, especially when I was working full time in a corporate environment, it was always, I had to be prepared for the week. And so there was vegetable chopping for the entire week and, you know, having the meat prepped and all that stuff. So completely understand where you're coming from with having to get help and helping with those meals. But, and I kind of lost my thought there, but it's all part of learning and growing and, and embracing who you are and what you need. And I love all the different tips and strategies you've shared. I think for me, the one thing that I really take away from everything you said is that you love yourself now. And, and I congratulate you, because that's such a big thing. And I'm in that place now too. And a lot of my loving myself came from angels in that, but a lot came from my wife and what I've learned from her about living authentically and accepting who you are as well. And, and being, and recognizing that you are a beautiful person. And I really want people to hear that. Is that you absolutely deserve to be loved, and you are a wonderful person, right? And you can be whatever you want to be, and you can set that intention and have it.
And not be defined by labels the way that I did. When I left my job after 32 years, I didn't know who I was. And when my mentor said to me, what do you want? And who, like, who am I? When I needed to ask myself those questions, who am I? Being stripped away from that label. Who am I? And I remember people, you know, because I'm a social butterfly in the days when we could still gather in person. And people would say, you know, where do you work? And I would be ashamed to say, oh, I'm a spiritual teacher. Whereas now, when people say, what do you do? Oh, I'm an angel intuitive spiritual teacher. I'm proud of that. And it was, it's been a 4-year journey though. And beyond that, from the cancer, 9 years. And 56 years of life on this planet, and recognizing that we don't need to stay, like, we're not a tree. And even trees can be uprooted and replanted, because on the tree farms, they grow in one place and then we transplant them in another place. So if you don't where you are, if you don't like who you've been, and you don't like where you think you're going, what's the common denominator? It's you. It's me. It's each of us. And that we can tap into a power that is greater than us, which is our intuition within us, that is our internal GPS, that we've never been alone, that we're not, like, your opinion of me doesn't matter. It's my opinion of me. And who am I? And when I, when God calls me home, and I'm glad that I have more life, that I can say to him, I used everything you gave me. I used the cancer to propel me as rocket fuel instead of allowing me to end my life, which it could have, because, right, if I had chosen not to have the surgery or not had the chemo and not done any of this healing, I know I wouldn't be here. I know, mm-hmm. I know it for a fact. But it's a choice each day of what do I want? And asking yourself this big question. I had never asked myself that. Not mm-hmm. what my parents wanted. And I love my parents. I'm not saying, remember to our listeners, this is not right or wrong. I'm not judging. They did the best mm-hmm. that they could. I love them. I appreciate them. I'm grateful to them. However, now that I'm a woman, that I'm empowering myself, that like Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And I only compete with myself. Who was I mm-hmm. yesterday? Who am I today? And who can I be tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And when I leave this planet, have I done my best? Have I truly done my best? And on the days that I know that I didn't, I can forgive her. I can love her. I can send love mm-hmm. to that old addition, because I'm mm-hmm. not even the same Juliana that I was when I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning, because I've expanded right. because of being with you, of sharing my heart. And this is what I show up for. It's to allow others, male and female, because I believe that all of us, we're divine beings on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of us at our core want to know that we matter, that we're seen, that we're heard, and mm-hmm. that we matter. And mm-hmm. I never felt like I mattered my whole life. And so now yes. that's my message. It's, you know what? You matter. You're not Absolutely. What others think of you. Who cares what they think? Because the truth of mm-hmm. the matter is, we are never going to please everybody.
No,
there are going to be people. Matter. It doesn't matter. Exactly. And I saw a meme during the summer. You can be the juiciest peach in the basket, and there are some people who don't like peaches. And I was yeah. like, isn't that funny? I was like, funny angels. Yeah. That's a good one. It's true. Yeah. Some people like nectarines. Yeah. So you can be yeah. the biggest, juiciest peach. People don't like peaches. Yeah. Or maybe they're allergic. So anyways, I hope I didn't ramble there, my dear Michelle.
Oh, no, I loved it. You have great analogies. This has been so, so powerful, so inspiring. Thank you so much for being here. I think you're such an example of how whatever you're in, you can do whatever you set your mind to. And it's completely really true. Can. And we are what we think. And you are such a shining example of that, Juliana. I'm so glad you were here.
Just a reflection of you, my dear. And I'm so grateful that you asked me. Thank you for this gift today. I will never forget it. I'll cherish it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we're just going to wrap up now. We're all finished with our amazing things, amazing talk today. So if you would like, if you feel inspired, you can leave a review for the podcast. We would be absolutely excited to see that. And you can subscribe. So if you do have a few minutes, just feel like leaving a review. I truly appreciate it. And remember, you love yourself and you can do it too. Have an amazing day.
Thank you, everybody.